Seemed like the longest preseason ever now that it's done regular season week. How excited are you?
Yeah, definitely by far feels like the longest preseason ever. And I've played in the Hall of Fame game like 2 years ago, but it still feels longer for some reason. But definitely excited about getting the regular season started.
You feel like you're ready to go? You and Teddy have the right synergy?
Yes, I think we'll be fine. I think, you know, we make strides every single day. We come out every day, we work hard, and, you know, we get better every day. You know, but you have to wait till game time to see if you, you know, where you want to be at. But I think so.
Is this a good offense for your skill set?
Yes, I think so.
Why?
Because it's a vertical offense, and, you know, we get the ball in space a lot. In this offense, we should be able to have a lot of catch and run opportunities.
In the preseason, you guys really found success with the pass game. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's sustainable going into the regular season? And if so, how do you
keep it why
going?
Not? I mean, I understand why it wouldn't be. We have one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. But, you know, we all have to do our part and keep working hard every single day. We had success, but like you said, it's preseason. Doesn't really count. But, you know, it's preparation, and you have to start somewhere. So, you know, it's a good start, but hopefully we can keep it going into the season and start things up right on Monday night.
What would you say is left to do? Is there anything left to do?
Win some real games. Get out there and make plays in real games, you know. Preseason is all good, but, you know, everybody knows this. Guys are going to turn it up like 20 notches or something when it's time for the really go. So you got to be prepared, you know, mentally prepared. It starts now, but, you know, we'll be ready.
Mike, you took a leadership role on this team rather early. Was that just kind of something that, you know, came with your experience or something you're very comfortable with?
Yeah, I think it's really experience, honestly. You know, I've always done my part, but, you know, just far as, you know, just more positive for everybody. You know, that's my goal, you know, just to do that. And, you know, I think I've always been positive, but, you know, all the time. That's something, you know, when you go through certain experiences, you sit back and you think of things you did right and things you did wrong. And, you know, I feel like I could be a better leader. And, you know, I'm just going to give it my all every single day just to do that.
Is that something that inspires you a little bit? I mean,
yeah,
you know, the fact
that, you know, okay, definitely. Yeah. You know, when you get shipped from one place to another place, you know, you sit back and think about things that went right and what went wrong. And, you know, like I said, that's one of the things I think I could have been better at, being a better leader. You know, I'm going to go out every single day and go all out to do it here.
That's why you hang out a drugs machine and stuff like
no,
that.
No, I did that anyway. I already did that. But, you know, just for my teammates in the meeting rooms and weight room, everything, just be a better leader overall. You know, the practice, I always felt like I led by example, working hard and doing the right thing practice-wise. But it's not all about practice. It's about all the other things that I think I could do better just as, you know, just as an older guy on the team.
Is this a prove-it year for you in many ways?
I think every year is a prove-it year, honestly. But, you know, when you on a contract that has no guarantee money, it's definitely a prove-it year every year. So, yeah.
You've played in 5 preseason games with these guys, but Adrian hasn't been on the field with you. What's it going to be like to go into a game?
He's going to be special. You know, he's going to be a guy, you know, who's tweaking to get on the field, who hasn't played in over a year, and one of the best players the game has ever seen. So I'm excited, just like everybody else. But, you know, he is my teammate. You know, you gotta keep that into perspective. We're on the same team. We have one common goal, and that's to win and get better.
If you were in his shoes, being out of football for a year, how would you feel going into it?
Fresh. I would feel fresh, energized, mad, happy at the same time. It'd just be all type of emotions. I don't know.